Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.3, Risk Assessment and Management Strategies. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills, Project Management Applications in the Technology Project and Program Management for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore identifying potential risks in projects, risk assessment techniques, and strategies for risk mitigation. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to conduct thorough risk assessments and implement effective management strategies to minimize project risks. Main content: identifying potential risks in projects. The first step in risk management is identifying potential risks that can affect your project. Risks can arise from various sources, including technical challenges, market conditions, regulatory changes, or even team dynamics. To effectively identify these risks, consider using brainstorming sessions with your project team, particularly focusing on their experiences and insights. For example, if you're developing a new finance-related app, you might identify risks such as data security issues, compliance failures, or integration problems with existing systems. Utilizing tools like SWOT analysis, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats, can also help in structuring your thoughts and spotting vulnerabilities within your project. Risk assessment techniques. Once you have identified potential risks, the next step is to assess their impact and likelihood. This involves analyzing how likely each risk is to occur and the potential consequences it could have on your project. Two common techniques for risk assessment are qualitative and quantitative analysis. Qualitative risk assessment. This technique involves categorizing risks based on their severity and probability. You might rate risks as low, medium, or high, providing a straightforward way to prioritize them. For instance, a risk with a high likelihood of occurrence but a low impact may be managed differently than a risk with a low likelihood but severe consequences. Quantitative risk assessment. This approach uses numerical data to estimate the potential impact of risks. It often involves statistical methods and calculations to provide a more detailed analysis. For example, if a specific risk could result in a financial loss of $50,000, you can weigh this against the probability of the risk occurring to inform your mitigation strategies. Strategies for risk mitigation. After assessing your risks, it's crucial to develop strategies to mitigate them. Mitigation strategies can take various forms, including avoidance, transfer, acceptance, and reduction. Avoidance: change your project plan to eliminate the risk altogether. For example, if a specific technology poses a significant risk due to its unreliability, you might consider changing to a more stable technology. Transfer: shift the risk to a third party, often through outsourcing or insurance. For instance, you might outsource data security to a specialized firm that can better handle risks associated with data breaches. Acceptance. Sometimes, the best approach is to accept the risk if it falls within your organization's risk tolerance levels. This is usually appropriate for low probability and low impact risks. Reduction. Implement measures to reduce the likelihood or impact of the risk. For example, if the risk of a data breach is high, enhancing security protocols and staff training can serve as effective mitigation strategies. Conclusion. In this lesson, we covered the critical aspects of risk assessment and management strategies. You learned how to identify potential risks, employ various assessment techniques, and implement effective mitigation strategies. These skills are crucial for ensuring project success and minimizing unexpected challenges, particularly in the dynamic finance and fintech sectors. Reflection questions: what are some potential risks you can identify in your current or upcoming projects, and how would you categorize them? Consider a recent project you were involved in. Which risk assessment technique would you apply, and why? Reflect on a risk you accepted in a project. What was the outcome, and would you handle it differently if given a second chance?